Clean energy was a common talking point in many of the speeches at the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia this week. Bernie Sanders warned about the impacts of climate change, more drought and floods, if we don't move away from fossil fuels. And he said the shift could actually help our economy.
We can create hundreds of thousands of jobs transforming our energy system.
Well, a new Clean Jobs report says there's already been a 15% growth in clean energy jobs in Pennsylvania since 2014. But most of that was in energy efficiency, like HVAC installation. Jim Spencer is CEO and founder of EverPower Wind Holdings, a company that owns and operates wind farms in Pennsylvania and several other states. He says 15 years ago, when he got started in renewable energy, it was touch and go. But now,
we're no longer the redheaded stepchild. We're pretty mainstream, and it's fun to have been a part of that.
I met Spencer at EverPower's headquarters in Pittsburgh to talk about the new clean energy jobs report. He said jobs in the wind industry are also up, and there's reason to believe that trend will continue.
One of the things that's propelling the industry right now is that we have a five-year horizon on the production tax credit for wind. That is the first time that has ever happened since the tax credit was initiated maybe 20 some years ago. It's a federal tax credit, and it represents about a third of the capital cost of a renewable energy facility. So what that has done is really given investors and the market some certainty on the regulatory policy going forward, and that's very helpful for the industry.
Are the numbers in the report encouraging to you?
They're very encouraging. It's interesting. The report says there are roughly 65,000 green energy jobs in the state of Pennsylvania. And I wanted to take a look at the number of Pennsylvanians working in our coal mines. And I think that number is less than 8,000. So I think it's good to compare and contrast.
So that begs the question, what could Pennsylvania do to grow more of these kinds of jobs?
One thing which we could do is to increase our renewable portfolio standard. As you know, Pennsylvania, like most states, has a mandate that a certain percentage of the power generation must come from non-carbon producing sources of electricity. Now, when that mandate was passed, it was a pretty progressive benchmark. Since then, we've seen other states be much more aggressive in terms of their targets for renewable energy. And so Pennsylvania has really fallen behind.
Is finding workers to do these jobs at different levels in your industry difficult?
The majority of workers that we employ are during the construction of a facility. And there have been some difficulties, especially during the peak of the Marcellus shale industry. There was a shortage of some of the trades. So a large number of, for instance, pipe fitters and welders were working in the gas industry. I think in terms of operators for our facilities, the skills that operators at coal facilities in Pennsylvania would have are very easily transferable. There is some specialized knowledge, but the idea of maintaining a power plant, whether it's a coal facility, a nuclear facility, a wind farm, those skills are transferable. And so I'm hugely in favor of programs which help train those workers for some of the clean energy opportunities that exist today. We should be taking care of people who have really dedicated their lives to powering, whether it's been a coal facility, a nuclear facility. They have served, you know, very well in those positions, and I think we owe it to them to retrain them as technology changes.
Does there need to be a bigger push on the federal level? Of course, the Clean Power Plan, the renewable energy is part of that. That's on hold at the moment. But what else needs to happen at the federal level?
I could give you a wish list. I think a tremendous amount has happened at the federal level. The reason that has happened, because the politics on this subject are difficult, but I think the reason that, for instance, we were able to get an extension of the production tax credit for wind is that commonplace people are beginning to see the impacts of climate change. And notwithstanding what a minority of our politicians and people believe, the science is overwhelming. So whether it's wildfires in the West or flooding in the Southeast, this is confronting people on a daily basis. So the general populace is in favor of doing more to prevent climate change. You know, what the federal government could do, and I believe is the most efficient way to address climate change, is through regulating carbon, a carbon tax. Unfortunately, it's unclear whether that could get enough votes in Congress to pass. So we've relied on the states.
Both major party candidates for president support fracking and natural gas development. So can wind and other renewables compete?
You know, the real answer to that question is it depends upon the price of natural gas. In this area, because of Marcellus, sometimes the price of gas is below a dollar. And so if a gas generator is using inexpensive natural gas like that, the cost of production is significantly lower, and it's very hard to compete. Now, we do not believe that these current prices of natural gas are sustainable over the long run. We no longer believe in $8 natural gas, which was a common view a few years ago, but we really think that $4 to $5 natural gas is probably sustainable. And at that level, renewables competes very well.
Solar has the biggest share of the renewables pie in Pennsylvania. So what's the future for wind energy in the state?
We have the capacity within the state in terms of land and wind resource to double or triple the amount of installed capacity. And I think we will get there as a result of the Clean Power Plan. A factor that's great in Pennsylvania is that we're located in the PJM grid. And so we have the ability to build wind in the state and export it to other states that don't have the resource that we do, North Carolina and Kentucky, which are also part of the PJM system, and is there required to comply with the new standards of the Clean Power Plan that creates a market for our wind projects, because they do have the opportunity to build solar there, but those geographies aren't really great for wind.
Jim Spencer is CEO and founder of EverPower Wind Holdings, and we'll link to that Pennsylvania Clean Jobs report at our website. That's AlleghenyFront.org. This is The Allegheny Front. I'm Carol Holsapple.